This is Ted Kennedy. Labor laws are being subverted by unfair business tactics. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when business wishes are at stake, you usually don't give the time of day to the rights of working men and women. But even you have to admit that recent management tactics are undermining good labor relations and creating increasingly bitter strikes. For half a century, federal law has guaranteed workers the right to strike. Businesses can hire temporary replacements to keep going. But when the strike is settled, the workers return to their old jobs. But recently, as the strikes at Eastern Airlines and Greyhound demonstrate, unscrupulous, hardline, anti-union companies are hiring permanent replacements and refusing to take workers back. Join me, Al, in ending this unfair tactic before it poisons the well further. Or are you so far to the right, you think anything business wants, business gets, even if it means riding roughshod over the long-standing fundamental rights of working men and women?
Ted, no law that Congress ever passes will ever be more powerful or stronger than the law of human nature. You talk about Eastern Airlines and the Greyhound bus lines. You say how unfair they are riding roughshod over their workers. But what you don't say, Ted, is that both companies were forced into bankruptcy because of those arrogant, brutal, and in one case, very violent strikes. You talk about fairness, Ted, but when is it fair that a strike can be allowed to destroy a company and a community? When nobody ends up with a job, labor or management alike, how does that help the poor working men and women you wail about? Come on, Ted. I'm all for a reasonable and fair balance between the rights of labor and management, but nobody with a lick of common sense can support old-style, scorched-earth, labor-goon tactics. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.